You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for tuning in to WGOD. We're going to hear a word from God here today. It's going to come out of the book of Acts, chapter 8. We're looking at a couple things here. We're looking at the introduction of Saul of Tarsus. And, you know, thinking about faith. You know, faith is a gift. We read that it's by grace you have been saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone can boast about it. And it's a look at how we are without faith. We take the greatest living example of the Church of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, without the gift of faith, and look at the terror that this man does. That Stephen will get up and tell him that Jesus Christ is Lord with love in his eye and a smile on his face. And what does he do? He consents to his death and he goes house to house, wreaking havoc, dragging out Christians. That's how we are without faith. Oh, how important it is that today, if you hear his voice, that you don't harden your hearts like the Jews did in the rebellion, where he says, I was grieved for that generation for 40 years, and I swore in my wrath that they would not enter my rest. So we started off looking at Paul. Now we're going to look at Simon Magus, this false teacher. Actually, it was someone who was in false lying, let's call them, lying, signs and wonders. And later on here in the week, here today and tomorrow, we're going to look at the Samaritans and look at maybe what you've heard before, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Has anyone ever asked you if you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit before? What's your answer to that? Now, today and tomorrow, we're going to specifically look at what the Bible says about that. So let's get into this sermon. Again, this is part two of this. If you'd like the whole thing, go to my Facebook page, download it, or write to me, Paul, WMIEFM.com. I'll send you the link. Revelation 13 says as much. Speaking of the false prophet, he performs great signs. He even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which he was granted to do. Revelation 13:13. You know, people invite me all the time to local events, and they tell me there's going to be great signs and wonders taking place there, as if that's going to entice me to go. If you tell me signs and wonders will be present at your event, I'm taking the next train out of town, because I don't want to catch anything. I don't want to break my string of not being to the doctor since 1983. That is the exorcist doctor. I don't want what you have. Well, this place was full of demons. Look at the text. Anytime you find signs and wonders out here in this world today, you'll find demons. Verse 12, but when they believed Philip as he preached
the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Notice the difference now? Simon performed tricks like David Copperfield. But everyone believed Philip when he preached the word regarding the kingdom of God and the person of Jesus Christ. Verse 13, then Simon himself was baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and he was amazed seeing the miracles and the signs which were done. Was this legit? No way. Simon didn't become a Christian by name because he recognized he was a sinner. He became a Christian because, well, let's keep reading and find out. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hands that the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power too, so that anyone on whom I lay hands on, they may receive the Holy Spirit." And Peter said to him, "Let your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God can be purchased with money? You've got neither part nor portion in this matter. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thoughts of your heart might be forgiven you." Wow, are they sins too? God help us. Not only the things that you do and the things that you say, but the apostle says to you, pray to God that the things that you think might be forgiven. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Where would we be without Jesus? Don't you see how impossible it is to live a sinless life? We need help. We need help. Pray to God if perhaps the thought of your heart might be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me." So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. All right, two things here. Number one, this is more evidence that this event is strictly limited to the early church, because there are no more apostles, first of all. And secondly, it doesn't generally take the laying on of hands for someone to receive the Holy Spirit. I said it doesn't generally take the laying on of hands for someone to receive the Holy Spirit, but it did here. And I want you to see the reason why. Let me say, this scripture is used erroneously by many Pentecostals and Charismatics to affirm their teaching that the baptism of the Holy Spirit happens to a believer at a later time, if at all, to a believer. Charismatics and Pentecostals believe that sometime after you become a believer, if you want it bad enough, God will do another work on you, which they call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this enables you to speak in tongues and become a prophet, and it gives you power that other Christians do not possess. And to prove this misplaced doctrine, they take you to this very text that we're looking at, and chapter 19, verse 1. But that's a whole nother. We'll get to that next year when we're in chapter 19. But Acts 8:14, once again, when the apostles that were at Jerusalem, when they heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen on none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of Jesus. All right, so you can't say that these guys had the wrong baptism, like the others in chapter 19. The others who had received only John's baptism under repentance. These people were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So what makes these people special? Why did the Holy Spirit treat these believers different than others? That's the question. Two things. Number one, the book of Acts is a historical book. These are one-time events at the birth of the church, not to be duplicated again. Number two, these guys are Samaritans. These guys are Samaritans. Let's put that into perspective. Samaritans were absolutely despised. They were hated. Now get this. These guys were hated so much, even God didn't like them. You know, ways to know you've got it bad, part one, when God doesn't like you. Well, he forbid anyone to marry one of them. You were cast out of the community if you did. Jesus broke every law in the book by talking to one. God didn't like them very much. A Samaritan used to be a Jew. And when they returned to their homeland after their exile, they settled down in the area, but they intermingled with foreigners. They corrupted their seed and took heathen, godless women to wed, and their offspring were mutts. The nation of Israel was divided into two nations in the day of Rehoboam, 1 Kings chapter 12. Israel was composed of the 10 tribes to the north, and Judah was made up of Judah and Benjamin. The animosity between the Jews, that is, Judah, the inhabitants of Judah and Benjamin, the animosity between the Jews and Israelites began immediately after the division, as Samaria was the capital city of the northern kingdom. Remember, that's where Ahab hung his hat, and Jezebel was in Samaria. Immediately after the division, Jeroboam changed the worship of the Israelites in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25. No longer did the inhabitants of the north travel to Jerusalem to worship anymore. Instead, Jeroboam, if you remember, he set up idols in Dan and Bethel and said, you don't need to go to Jerusalem anymore. I'm going to set up some golden calves here. You can just worship them. Later, after Israel's fall to the Assyrians, they began to intermarry with the Assyrians, contrary to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. This is why the Jews hated the Samaritans and considered them as dogs or half-breeds. Now, imagine a Samaritan wanting to join the church. Look, a Samaritan joining the church in the eyes of a predominantly Jewish congregation is the equivalent.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.